spring training coverage presented by Kona Big Wave.
Live from Salt River Fields at Talking Stick. Wolf and Luke on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
We're back here at Salt River Fields. Pleased to be joined out in the left field porch out here with Kevin Ginkle. Gink, what's going on, man?
Not much, guys. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely.
You can already feel the intensity level, can't you?
Here we go.
Gink walked over here, and suddenly, under the tent, the intensity level went boom.
Here, before I even like ask you a question, I got to play this for you. This was our morning show producer. This is what you did to him during the playoff run last year when he said your nickname. Okay.
Okay.
That's how he said Gink.
Oh my god! I don't know what to think of it. I feel like
we don't either.
Like, I want it to be intimidating, but, like, at the same time, it didn't sound intimidating. So, I'll have to have a talk with your producer.
That's so good right there. Baseball, okay, very physical, of course. Got to go out. Got to have the athleticism. Got to have the technique. Got to go out and play. But baseball is also played inside, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And how is it played inside you?
For me, I think, you know, I've always been the guy where I've had to work so hard to get to where I'm at. You know, I've kind of been a reliever my whole career, just coming up through the minors, being in the system and stuff. And, you know, getting acclimated and adjusted to the big leagues is a jump. There's so much information and, you know, technology out there that's kind of watching you. And, you know, how can I make an impact in this game and stay at this level for a long time? And I think it's all about how consistent you are at the end of the day. It doesn't matter how hard you throw. It doesn't matter, you know, how nasty your stuff is. I think it's all about how well am I throwing my pitches and where am I throwing them.
Mm.
And as long as I have a plan when I'm going out there, you know, the rest is kind of up to itself. But for me, it's like, I'm out there to get outs. That's my mentality. If I get strikeouts here and there, that's fine. But for me, I'm going to be aggressive, pounding the strike zone, and having that mentality, I guess. So,
your numbers last year were good all year, but the bullpen certainly seemed to shift when Paul Sewald got here and everybody kind of slid into a specific role. Are we making too much of that from the outside? And I guess the second part of it is, how nice is it to just kind of have your same bullpen back this year so everybody knows where they belong?
It's great. It's great. Him coming over here, I think, gave our team and our club some leadership. And he talks about it. He goes about his business the right way. You know, I've tried to ask him questions. You know, he's been doing it for a while now. And just with, like, how he takes care of himself in the off season, throughout the season and stuff, because it's a long year. And you know, I feel like he has a very good grasp on everything and understanding how the bull, you know, what his mind goes to when he has to get ready for the ninth inning and stuff. So, you know, I kind of feed off him. I'm sure he feeds off me a little bit too. So we work really well together, and even for the rest of the bullpen, you know, everybody contributed, you know, in so many different ways last year. So, you know, it's going to be a long year again, but, you know, I'm hungry, and I know this team's hungry to get back to the postseason.
Sewald is really just, like, matter-of-fact, kind of, like, laid-back, but just, like, straightforward, right? Like, he's not, he doesn't really hide anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Gink, you're an emotional guy. When we watch you compete, watch you go out and pitch, you're an emotional guy. Baseball, you're not supposed to show all of that emotion, right?
Right,
so
yeah.
Talk to me about that dynamic.
It's against the grain a little bit. I am very chill, laid back in the clubhouse. You know, I try and, like, be with the guys and, like, spend time with guys. And then, like, when I'm, you know, when it's game time, it's like, how can I elevate my mental side? How can I elevate my mental game and make sure I'm going out there and just, for me, just being the best version of myself? I don't need to be anything else that I'm not. But how can I put the team in the best position to win and not make it, you know, about me, even though, like, I do get emotional, but, like, you know, my job is super important, and handing the ball off to Paul or, you know, whatever, is huge. And I feel like the crowd, the energy kind of shifts to our our
there's no doubt about that. Does anyone ever say anything to you? Have you ever had somebody come out? Again, you might just want to keep that down.
Because I've
like when you walked off the mound.
I had it. I'll give you an example. Against the Cubs, we're playing in Wrigley. Jan Gomes is batting. Ball hit to left field. Gurriel has to go to the wall, get the ball, throw the guy. You know, Gomes is rounding first, heading to second for the double. Gurriel throws the ball out. Gomes get thrown out at second, whatever. And I'm running off the mound. I'm fired up. I'm, like, losing my mind. And it was, like, it was just pure, like, emotion. But it was, like, I was, like, you know, wow. Like, you know, this was exciting. And, like, Gabby, the infielder's like, hey, let's calm down a little bit. So I want to get better with that and harnessing that, you know. So it comes with time. But, you know, I feel like when the games matter – that's when you start to see, you know, that side, I guess. So it's
very
interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It obviously worked. So maybe I'll change it too much.
I know.
Kevin Ginkle's joining us. Kevin, you know, we were out here last year, and you guys obviously had pretty big internal expectations. But the external view of you guys last year was kind of like, hey, this team might be able to do something, but we don't know what yet. Mm-hmm. Now we know. You guys went to the World Series. Do you notice a change from, you know, from everybody that's showing up to these games, or just external pressure, or do you guys like that?
For me, I like it. I want the target on our backs. I feel like for a long time this team has been overlooked. This organization's been overlooked, and we play in a really hard division, but I want to embrace it. Like I want the best out of all the other teams that we're going to play against. And we know that, you know, coming into this year now. So for me, I'm going to go out and do my job, but I'm hungry though. Like I'm hungry to kind of fight for that National League crown again and see who can take it.
Man, you're getting me fired up, man.
Yeah, he's going to be running out.
What are you working on, Gink? What are you working on? What did you come into this spring training and saying, I want to focus a little bit more attention on this.
For me, last year, I really made a jump with my two-seam fastball, my two-seam fastball sinker, and I was throwing it more to right-handers, and it was great to see the uncomfortable swings and takes from right-handers that I'd face against. And for me, like, I need to use the whole plate. If I can use the whole plate, I'm going to have a lot more success in getting guys out. So for me, coming into camp and pitching inside, you know, not being afraid to pitch inside is kind of my motto. Like yesterday I came in, I threw seven pitches, but they're all strikes. And I was like, that's great. Like, you know, like sometimes, you know, there's weird outings that kind of get out of hand, you fall behind. But for me, it's like, I'm going to go out, throw the ball at the top of the zone, bottom of the zone, and trying, you know, be aggressive mm-hmm. in the zone. And, you know, it's spring training too, but, for me, it's like being confident and comfortable and being like, here you go, hit it, and trusting the movement on my pitches to get guys out. So,
you know, before we let you go, I can't believe we haven't asked any of the players this yet, Wolf, but you kind of brought it up with the Diamondbacks have been overlooked. What was it like sweeping the Dodgers in the playoffs? Because it felt great from the outside looking in.
It was so cool because that team is so good, and every time we'd play at home, like, more Dodgers fans than D-backs fans. And it just – it annoys the crap out of us. It annoys the crap out of me. And to come in and beat those guys at Dodger Stadium two games in a row and then come back home, I felt like, you know, we were in the driver's seat, but we knew that they were going to give their best, you know, for mm-hmm. however long it did. And that four-home run game was just kind of the icing on the cake where it was like, they're done.
Yeah.
They're done. So you know, hopefully we can do that again this year. We don't really know what's going to happen, but they're gonna be hungry though, so we'll be ready.
So I was talking to you about this before we actually went on the air. Are you okay with Stink for a nickname? Are you okay with that?
Hey, nicknames
like
already.
I said, like I just said, the nicknames don't choose you, or you don't choose the nicknames. Nicknames choose you.
The big nasty. That's what I think of when you're actually out there on the hill, just nasty. And, you know, you bring the attitude, the intensity, just Stink. You know what I mean?
It's
It's a compliment.
It is a compliment. I'm still adjusting to all the nicknames. It's like I said, it's kind of crazy to hear all different kinds of nicknames and hear from fans and just, you know, the overall excitement, I guess.
It's very cool,
Derek. For last year for me and for this team. So I'm sure there'll be more to come. I'm sure of it.
Well, Kevin, I might be the last person to call you Kevin this year, but Kevin, we appreciate it, man. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. That's Kevin Ginkle joining us right there.